Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 31 together. We're going to read the psalm twice, first in the New Revised Standard Version, and then we're going to read the same psalm again but in the Amplified Bible. An Amplified Bible is a really good version to use if you're looking for some definitions on particular words or phrases. So join with me as we read together, first from the New Revised Standard Version, Psalm 31. And this psalm is a psalm of praise. It is a psalm of David. So let's read together. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. You hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will exult and rejoice in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have taken heed of my adversities and have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbour, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel, for I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Do not let me be put to shame, O Lord, for I call on you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go dumbfounded to Sheol. Let the lying lips be stilled that speak insolently against the righteous with pride and contempt. Oh, how abundant is your goodness, that you have laid up for those who fear you, and accomplished for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of everyone. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from human plots. You hold them safe under your shelter from contentious tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was beset as a city under siege. I said in my alarm, I am driven far from your sight. But you heard my supplications when I cried out to you for help. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful and abundantly repays the one who acts haughtily. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. And now we read the same psalm again, Psalm 31, but this time from the Amplified Bible. In you, O Lord, I have placed my trust and taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, rescue me. Incline your ear to me, deliver me quickly. Be my rock of refuge and a strong fortress to save me. Yes, you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will draw me out of the net that they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength and my stronghold. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth and faithfulness. I hate those who pay regard to vain, empty, and worthless idols. But I trust in the Lord and rely on him with unwavering confidence. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction. You have taken note of my life's distresses, and you have not given me into the hand of my enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place. Be gracious and compassionate to me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is clouded and weakened by grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength has failed because of my iniquity, and even my body has wasted away. Because of all my enemies, I have become a reproach and disgrace, especially to my neighbours, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me on the street run from me. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander and whispering of many. Terror is on every side. While they schemed together against me, they plotted to take away my life. But as for me, I trust confidently in you and your greatness, O Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persuade and persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I call on you. Let the wicked, godless people be put to shame, and let them be silent in Sheol, the netherworld, the place of the dead. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak insolently and arrogantly against the consistently righteous, with pride and contempt. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who reverently fear you, which you have prepared for those who take refuge in you, before the sons of man. In the secret place of your presence you hide them from the plots and conspiracies of man. You keep them secretly in a shelter, a pavilion, from the strife of tongues. Blessed is the Lord, for he has shown his marvellous favour and loving kindness to me when I was assailed in a besieged city. As for me, I said in my alarm, I am cut off from your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications, my specific requests when I cried to you for help. Oh, love the Lord, all you his godly ones. The Lord preserves the faithful, those with moral and spiritual integrity, and fully repays the self-righteousness of the arrogant. Be strong and let your hearts take courage, all you who wait for and confidently expect the Lord. So this here is Psalm 31, and though it's labelled as a psalm of praise, there's so many different emotions in it. It starts off with a request, incline your ear to me, deliver me quickly. David is in a place of trouble and he wants to see God's saving hand, and he encourages himself. He says, you are my strength and my stronghold. When we're in trouble, it's good to remind ourselves that God is our strength and that God is our stronghold. We also get the very famous passage, into your hand I commit my spirit. And often, I don't know about you, but when I've heard this phrase used, it's been in regards to death, and it's talking about entering into an eternal sleep. But here, I think it's actually being used in a place of life. David is saying, look, I'm in trouble, and Lord, I commit myself to you. I commit my spirit, my innermost being, Lord, I give over to you. All that I am, I give to you. And the follow-up is, you have redeemed me, O Lord, the God of the truth and faithfulness. Do we make sure that we're committing our spirits, that we give all that we are to the Lord, that we trust him even in times of trouble? The psalmist asks for the Lord to be gracious, because they are in affliction. They are in sorrow. The psalmist says, my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery and my bones waste away. Sometimes we can feel stress, sorrow. We may feel that we've spent years in a place of grief, in a place of distress or depression. And it feels like our bones are wasting away, like we're barely able to hold on. Yet, I encourage you, keep moving forwards with the Lord. Verse 14, but even though all these things are happening, even though the psalmist feels that their years have been filled with sighing, even though it seems like everyone hates the psalmist, that they are the scorn of everyone, they say, but I trust in you. I say, you are my God. And this phrase, you are my God, is so important, because it's not just saying there is a God. It's not just saying there might be a God. It's not even just saying the Lord is God. But it's personal. It's saying you are my God. That's not saying we own God. It's not possessive in that way. But it's showing an intimate connection. When we say, Lord, you are my God, we're saying you are the one in whom we trust. You are the one who looks after us. We are in his hands and he holds us. The very next verse says, my times are in your hand, so deliver me from the hand of my enemies and my persecutors. The psalmist goes between sorrow and encouraging themselves, between sorrow and speaking to the Lord. And our days may feel like this. It's not like we wake up and we have an entire day of happiness, an entire day of sadness. But how many emotions do we go through in just one day? Maybe we have a great morning and then we hear some bad news, and then by lunchtime things have picked up again. We can give our entire selves, our entire spirit, all our feelings, all our worries and all our joys to the Lord. We can present them to him and trust him in them, because he is the one who saves us. He hides us in the shelter of his presence. We are safe under his shelters, and we're safe from all manner of things. Whether that's physical things and enemies, as I mentioned, or contentious tongues, just what people are saying. It's so important that we trust in what God says about us than what people say about us. Because the words of the Lord are forever. Even if we feel that we're so far from God's sight, we can trust that he hears our cries for help. So I encourage you, as the psalmist encourages us, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. It says, let your heart take courage. Sometimes we only let our hearts feel happiness, or we only let our hearts feel grief. We need to allow ourselves to take courage in the Lord, because he always comes through for us. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.